Beneath the words Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, a lion looks out through a looped garland of film on which appear the words Ars Gratia Artis. To either side are the words trademark, and below, www.mgm.com. Brilliant white light bursts from a torch held aloft by a white-robed woman on a stone pedestal. Clouds gather in the background, and the word Columbia emerges from the torchlight in bold capitals. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. A gleaming metallic gyroscope swoops into focus against dark, swirling blue mists. The words Revolution Studios appear in bold white capitals across the gyroscope mechanism. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, Columbia Pictures, and Revolution Studios present a Chartoff Winkler production, a film by Sylvester Stallone. Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa appears in great golden letters against flickering images of Rocky fighting, training, and walking in the night. In black and white, in a floodlit boxing ring, two shaven-headed heavyweights, black and powerfully muscled, are trading blows. In slow motion, one fighter lands a combination which floors his opponent. The referee steps forward to stop the contest as a white towel lands in the ring.
Yet another quick knockout for Mason Dixon, almost perfunctory. The fans let him know how they feel about it.
Hide the women and children. This could get ugly.
This crowd does nothing to hide its anger over this latest debacle.
Fans are mad as hell. They don't want to take it anymore. They seem to be blaming Dixon, a good fighter, for the decline not only of the heavyweight division guys, but of the entire sport.
They're actually pelting the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world with ice.
Maybe this angry, visceral reaction will pressure Dixon to fight someone who could fight back for a change, if there's somebody out there.
All of boxing is hoping for a warrior who thrills us with his passion.
Take it back. Take it back. Yeah.
The silver disc of a full moon hangs in the night sky. Starring Sylvester Stallone, Burt Young, Antonio Tarver, Geraldine Hughes, Milo Ventimiglia, Tony Burton, A.J. Benza, and James Francis Kelly III. The bright lights of Philadelphia's towering office buildings illuminate the night. An L train rolls through the dark, and the illuminated Benjamin Franklin Bridge stretches across the black expanse of the Delaware River. A helicopter searchlight probes the night, and in the suburbs, a small group of people still occupy a floodlit basketball court. Traffic clogs the road beneath the L train, and dawn breaks in a rundown suburb. A hand switches the alarm off and the light on. The clock shows 5 a.m. In a frame on the bedside table is a black and white photo. It shows a woman with dark hair and striking features. Adrian, Rocky Balboa's wife. Rocky levers his muscled frame upright in bed. He feeds two terrapins in a tank, then opens the window and scatters bird food on the window ledge. Casting by Sheila Jaffe, CSA, costume designer Gretchen Patch, music by Bill Conti. Rocky, in an old jacket and battered trilby hat, comes out of his back door and puts his coffee cup down on a step. He eases out his neck and shoulders and does a couple of pull-ups on a bar in the backyard. Edited by Sean Albertson, production designer Franco Giacomo Carboni. In a cemetery near a copse of leafless winter trees, Rocky sits on a wooden folding chair. On the gravestone in front of him is inscribed, Adrian Balboa. A short distance behind stands the paunchy, balding figure of Rocky's brother-in-law, Paulie, an unlit cigar jammed in the corner of his mouth. Rocky kisses the gravestone on which lies a fresh bunch of red roses and stashes the chair in the crook of a tree. Director of photography, Clark Mathis, co-producer, Guy Riddell, executive producers, Erwin Winkler and Robert Chartoff.
Time goes by too fast.
Yeah, not fast enough. Your kid should have been here.
That's all right, boy.
No, it ain't all right.
The kid gets a little busy sometimes.
He don't get that busy.
Well, let's not talk about it here, okay? You're coming tonight, right?
I'm working. I took the tour the last 3 years.
I know, but it's the anniversary.
Fine. You got my word.
I appreciate it. Thank you. How are you, Paulie?
Produced by Charles Winkler, Billy Chartoff, David Winkler and Kevin King. Written and directed by Sylvester Stallone. Rocky claps Paulie appreciatively on the shoulder, then turns and waves a weary farewell towards the grave. In the waking city, a train passes by a towering glass skyscraper. Rocky enters the building's bustling lobby. A dark-haired young man wearing an overcoat and tie enters through the revolving doors.
Yo, Robert.
Hey.
What's going on? Where have you been? You're late. No, I don't want to hear this. Look, your job performance is nowhere near good enough to be pulling this. I don't give a damn who your father is. You understand me?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now get out of here.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Rocky waves to the youngster.
Yo, Robert. Yo.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. What's up, champ? You call me off guard.
No, I caught you off guard. I wanted to catch you before you got too busy.
Yeah, it gets busy up there.
So how you doing?
Real good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, good. Rob.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, real good.
Hey, listen, you want to go out and get some coffee?
Kind of behind. Maybe later?
Yeah. That'd be great. You know, you ought to come by the restaurant tonight. I can have something made special for you.
Tonight I can't. I got plans. A few of the guys get together, you know.
Did I do something wrong?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know exactly what I mean, but I just think, like, when I come here, you don't feel so comfortable, and I certainly don't want to do that.
No, you throw a big shadow.
Big shadow.
You're not going to get anything done down here, Robert. Well, if you're not going to introduce me, then I will. Hi, I'm William Tomlinson.
How you doing?
Your son has the misfortune of working for me.
It's a good job.
You know, I got to tell you, I've told Robert about 20 times that I wanted to meet you, but I guess you're pretty busy, yeah. Which isn't a bad thing, is it?
Well, I get a little
Hey, look,
tired,
grab though. A shot, will you, please? I may not get this chance again. Us old war horses have got to stick together, don't we?
The old horses, yeah.
I'll tell you.
I mean, oh, it's a good
people,
thing it's not your land.
This makes very popular with people.
1, 2, 3.
Well, finally we get to meet. Oh, look, I gotta get going. It's nice to meet you face to face. All right, you take care of yourself. Robert, I'll see you later.
The gray-haired suit walks off.
I gotta get going. I'll change my plans for tonight.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm looking forward to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Right. And do not let those numbers drive you crazy.
Too late.
Use an eraser and get rid of all of them.
Smiling, Rocky turns to go.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Rob. Hey, how's it going?
From an escalator, Robert watches as his father is accosted by well-wishers. A market sign reads Paul and Francis Giordano. Rocky, sporting glasses, is at the market buying provisions for his restaurant.
I know we have about 10 cents. Okay, cuz, you guys take care, okay? You got it. Tell you what, I'll try a few of these later on.
This book we're making.
How much?
What's the
Yo, Paul, what's the cost?
$58.40, sir.
All right, take it out of that. I trust you.
Yeah.
Too generous.
Not a problem.
He loads his purchases into an old white van. At night, an illuminated sign reads Adrian's Restaurant, established 1995. Rocky crosses the street towards the entrance.
How are you doing, Isabel?
Okay, except for the freebie reading the Bible over there.
Ah, he's okay.
You know, just because you fought him don't mean you gotta feed him forever. He doesn't even look like a fighter.
Spider, we could get hit. Listen, how's your stomach?
Okay.
You know, if you keep rubbing that olive oil on your stomach, your kid's gonna be born very strong.
Okay.
Yeah, really. Yo, how you doing, Spider?
God bless you, Rocky.
Thanks.
He walks down basement steps to a bustling kitchen area.
How you guys doing? Jose, can you make something special for my kid who's coming tonight?
No problem.
Good. I appreciate it.
He swaps his coat for a maroon blazer.
Back and forth. give and take. And then I went in there like an animal, and I threw him into the corner, and I unloaded everything I had. Hook, 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 left, left, left. But Creed, he kept busting me back pretty good, and the agony began to pile up. Then I heard the best sound that I ever heard in my life.
The bell.
That's right, the bell. And I ain't never been so tired, and I'm sitting in my corner, and I'm trying to figure out how to survive the last round when Mickey leans into my ear and says, come on, get out there and fight this guy hard, you bum. You gotta be first. You gotta be first. I said, yo, Mick, if I could...
I would.
I would. The end.
Salute.
Salute.
The diners raise their glasses. The current champ, Mason Dixon, in white ball cap and dark red jogging suit, exits a steel and glass building to a car park full of luxury vehicles. He climbs into a gleaming blue Lamborghini, activates a TV on the dashboard, and starts watching his last fight.
Hello, agents. Yeah? Tell them you can't make it. Yeah, I'll give them the message.
You know, I just kept hearing, you know, Mickey's voice in my head over and over again. I just dug down, and before you know it, it was like toe-to-toe. It was, excuse me.
Your son said he can't make it. He said he'll take a ring check, okay?
Rocky's expression barely changes. He nods briefly. An L train rolls through the night. Rocky walks up to a darkened shop doorway. Voices and images from the past fill Rocky's mind at the old tropical fish shop where he first met Adrian. He crosses the trash-covered street to Paulie, leaning against the white van, drinking.
That's why nothing changed much from last year.
We done?
Hey, how you doing, Mick?
He looks up at the faded boxing gym sign.
The sign's falling apart, Paulie.
The whole world's falling apart. Look at us.
Don't talk crazy, Paulie. You know, I think if you live someplace long enough, you are that place.
I ain't no talking building. Come on, it's getting late, Rocco. I get a headache from this train.
They amble back to the van. Rocky walks up the steps to the front door of a red brick house, the first he ever shared with Adrian. He tries the aging screen door and stares into the middle distance.
I remember when she was standing there, all nervous and shy with this little smile. And all I wanted her to do was trust me.
Adrian's ghost appears at the bottom of the steps.
She did. She did.
You done?
Rocky glances at Paulie, who shrugs. Adrian's image is gone. Later, silhouetted in the van's headlights, Rocky walks across a vacant lot.
How long we staying here?
Not long.
Well, I'm glad they tore this ice rink down.
Come on.
You heard me. I'm happy they tore it apart.
First time I walked your sister across this ice, we was over there. She was nervous, but I weren't so great on the blades either.
Ice is stupid. People standing on ice are more stupid.
Then over there, when she was falling, and my hand grabbed her, and I got her arm through that coat, I could feel electric.
You said the same thing last year, Rock.
You don't want to have a body, so you better develop your brain.
No, go check
it out. Absolutely.
Come on, Rock, let's go. We're done. There's no place to sit down around here.
Oh, it's all right.
It ain't all right. It's depressing and freaking cold.
What's the matter with you, Paulie?
You're living backwards, Rocco. Change the channel from yesterday. Yesterday wasn't so great.
It was to me.
Not to me. You treated her good. You had the good times. I treated her bad. I don't have to think about this.
She always loved you, Polly.
Sorry, Rocco. I can't do this no more.
Rocky watches as Pauly, close to tears, walks away. He trudges back towards the van. Later, alone in the van, Adrian's picture attached to the dashboard, Rocky drives down rain-soaked streets. He walks up to a drab building by the L-train tracks. An illuminated sign with Lucky Seven Tavern on it hangs outside. He opens the plain wooden door and steps inside. Rocky walks into the dimly lit bar past slot machines and a small group of drinkers. He looks around and catches the eye of the slim, pale, dark-haired barmaid.
Can I help you?
Nah, I used to come down to this place a long time ago, just look around. No big deal.
Can I get you a drink?
All right, maybe just a short beer.
Okay.
He sits at a bar stool. The barmaid serves his beer. At the other end of the bar, a big guy is surrounded by a group of girls.
Listen, I don't mean to cross the line or anything, but I read about your wife's passing a few years back.
Yeah, it was a woman cancer.
Yeah, I always heard she was a nice person.
Yeah, best. Do I know you?
We met a long time ago.
We did?
When I was a kid, you walked me home.
I did?
Told me to stop smoking and things.
Stop smoking and things? Are you little Marie that used to hang out at that Tamagotchi shop?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now I remember I walked you home, and when you got there, you turned around and said, screw you, creepo.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Sure?
Great insults last a long time.
Yo, was that you? Is that really you?
How you doing?
I think he wants to drink alone.
Well, then give him his drink, then. I ain't stopping you. Was that your man or something? No, I don't think so. Anyway, me and my friends were right there and there. You think you could buy us a round? Come on, you got the money. Just one round.
Yeah.
He removes her hand from his arm.
What are you doing pushing my hand away like that?
What's your name?
Angie, what do you want to know for?
Angie, don't be playing a fool for that guy, right?
A fool?
Yeah.
A fool? I'm the fool? You're the fool, not me. You got it twisted. You're the fool. I'm a person just like you. You ain't no better than me. You think you're a big shot now? You ain't nothing. You ain't no better than me. No better.
Wow.
Glad you dropped in.
I think the neighborhood's changing a little.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Forget about it. It's okay.
Well, I'm going to lock up, so if you want to take off, I'll tally everything up.
Yeah, thanks.
How you doing, Rock?
You good, thanks. You live around here?
About 8 blocks from here.
8 blocks. Would you need a lift?
All right.
You ever get married?
Yeah, sorta.
Sorta?
Yeah, well, he took off.
Ah, poof, just like that?
Yeah, just like that.
Oh, you sorta have any kids?
Yeah, I got one kid.
Yeah, me too. Wonderful boy.
Hey, tough guy. What's the matter, you can't buy around? Huh? Girl was being nice to you, dumbass.
Yeah, what you doing with that pig?
Disrespect us?
She ain't
keep it
really
up. Come on back. Start disrespecting.
Hey, don't listen to him.
Both of you. Come around you ain't here. No better than me.
Come over here.
Everybody
get your head kicked
me.
In around here. You punch drunk, goofy
you ain't
bastard.
No shot. Yeah. Look at you. You ain't even got a car. Take that pig home.
You all right?
Yeah. What are you doing? Don't get out. It's all right.
No, little Marie. It ain't all right.
He gets purposefully out of the van.
Y'all. What? I'll tell you what. Get inside. You get inside. Yeah.
What? Hey,
you.
Leave him alone!
Oh, man. See,
all right, you see that? Right. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you say?
I'm sorry.
Good job.
Rocky tosses the guy to one side by his lapels and walks back to the van.
That guy sends his apologies.
Okay.
The van pulls away from the Lucky Seven Tavern. Marie watches Rocky as he drives. Elsewhere, a new Bentley with custom wheels pulls up at an old building.
Martin! Yo, Martin!
Mason Dixon stands in an old gym in a strip light's glow.
I see you still got your key.
Yeah, I got a key. You got time to talk?
I got a lot of time since your people let me go.
You know I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we moved in about a year ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's only temporary.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm gonna look for an apartment.
The apartments are nice.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is. But you know, this place used to be pretty nice. You know, there's a lot of history around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like down the street there's the Cambria Fight Club. They used to call that place like the Bucket of Blood. I took some massive beatings down there, but it was nice, good memories. And I heard these buildings like, I don't know, like 100, 150 years old. So, I mean, if I was 150 years old, I'd be falling apart too, so it's okay, building. Does that light work?
Nah, it's burnt out or something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks for the ride, and I'm sorry about those guys and everything.
Oh, that's okay. You know, some of those guys just got their brains on backwards and stuff.
What are you doing out so late?
Is that your kid?
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't stay out so late.
Amazing.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, last time I seen you, you was a kid, and now you officially got one of your own. It's amazing. You know, he sort of resembles you. He's got that, you know, big Irish hair.
Yeah, it's the other one.
He's a tall black teenager with braided hair.
Yeah.
His father was from Jamaica.
Jamaica, European. Was you on a cruise ship or something?
No, not really.
What's his name?
Steps. Chauffeur Stevenson.
Right, makes sense. Is he looking like he's mad at me? Is it maybe the angle I'm standing at over here?
No. He's a good kid. You want to meet him?
You know, it's getting kind of late. I got so many things to do. You know,
Yeah, I understand. Thanks again for the ride and everything else.
See you.
You too. Hey, Steps, come on. Let's go.
Bye, man.
Say goodnight to your friend. What are you doing out in the cold with no hat on? You cold?
Huh?
Did you get something to eat?
Yeah, already.
Yeah, all right. You're late, you know? I've told you.
No problem.
So what are you doing?
Yo, little Marie. Ain't you gonna introduce me to your kid? How you doing, Steps?
What's up?
Listen, I got this place, this restaurant, nice little eatery. Not too far from here, so it's junk and tissue. Sometimes I feel like a kangaroo all stuck in my pocket, you know. Here you go. You got a card, there it is. And if you ever get a chance, it'd be great. Both of you come down there and eat and everything, it'd be great, free. You know. Anyway, I'll leave it over there on here. Leave it on the steps. Steps. See you later.
Come on, let's go.
Now, you've known what's best for you since you were 10, since you walked in here alone. You got everything money can buy, except what it can't. It's pride. Pride is what got your ass out of here. And losing is what brought you back. But people like you, they need to be tested. Challenge.
But you know that ain't never gonna happen. Ain't nothing out there, Mark.
There's always somebody out there. Always. And when that time comes and you find something standing in front of you, something that ain't running, it ain't backing up, and it's hitting on you when you're too damn tired to breathe, you find that situation on you, that's good. Because that's baptism under fire. When you get through that, you find the only kind of respect that matters in this damn world. Self-respect.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. What can a champ do for you?
You can give me some of that money you got.
You know I like you, Mark, but not that much.
Mason and his old coach sit on the ring in the dimly lit gym. A rain-soaked car arrives at Rocky's restaurant.
How about a picture with the kid, Rock? Is that all right?
Sure. Your son, hold up your fist. Makes you look more hazardous. There you go.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy your meal.
He's a nice guy,
Rocky?
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Listen, Spider just went downstairs. I don't know if that's all right or not, so.
Well, what's he doing down there?
I don't know. That's your friend.
Brow furrowed, Rocky makes his way down to the kitchen.
Yo, Spider.
Let me do some dishes. I feel better.
Oh, come on. You're my guest.
Let me do something.
Well, keep eating. Guests do that.
Don't make me fight again. Last time you got lucky.
Lucky? Okay.
He just wants me to work.
Yo, Rocky.
Yeah?
You got guests.
Don't get too wet, okay? Glad Jesus didn't ask me to cook.
Up in the restaurant, he's delighted to see Marie and Steps.
You kept the card?
Yeah, I kept the card.
Yeah, why don't you sit down?
Yeah, sure.
Robert's drinking with colleagues in a bustling Irish pub.
I just want to right here.
How much did you say?
Because you know what? I walk in there, I say good morning, I do this, I do this.
Tonight, boxing once again. Two contrasting styles in almost every way. Hi, everybody.
Hey, can you turn this up?
Again to ESPN's Then versus Now. Who was the best of all time? If two athletes from different eras could actually compete against one another, who would come out on top? Given the same rules, using the same equipment, who was the greatest? This week, we feed our facts into the computer. They will weigh in on who they think will reign supreme, while fielding the comments of our illustrious panel of sports writers.
Mason's on his private basketball court next to his ultra-modern house and luxury carpool.
Champ! Yo, champ!
Yeah?
Man, come check out this trash they talking about you, man.
What you talking about?
Come on, man. Come check this out. Hurry up.
Tonight, the former two-time heavyweight champion from Philadelphia, Rocky Balboa. All right, Chuck Johnson, USA Today.
There's no question that Rocky Balboa fought the much tougher fights during a much tougher era in boxing. When you look at Mason Dixon in his career, he's basically been spoon-fed his opponents. No question in my mind, not only does Rocky win, but he wins knockout.
Robert's friends point him out.
What do you think?
Dixon is a victim of his own dominance. He's never been in real knockdown, drag-out brawls. He's never had to dig down to rally back. Well, if he tries to dig down against Balboa, he's going to find that he doesn't have a big enough shovel. I clearly give it to Balboa.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
Come on, take it back. Boxing historian Burt Randolph Sugar.
Dixon has fought cream puffs, so we really don't know what he's made of, but both in their primes, and you got to factor in here, Dixon's unbelievable speed, his slashing offense. He cuts Balboa to bits. No doubt, Dixon wins all the way.
All right, here's where our subjectivity ends. Let's see what the computer has to say. Let's have it.
Dixon unloads on Balboa. Rocky has no answer. Balboa is eating jabs.
Mason grins as his image pounds the virtual Rocky. His smile freezes as the computer opponent unleashes a flurry of sledgehammer blows. In the delighted pub, Robert looks around moodily.
Now Dixon is done. He is ready. He is almost out on his feet. Balboa turning up the heat. Out him across the ring. Boy, he's bit off more than he can chew this time, believe it. Oh, a murderous right hook. And Dixon is out on his feet. He is out cold as he tumbles to the canvas. And it is Balboa who is turning
again. Ladies and gentlemen, baby Rocky. Baby Rocky.
Robert forces a grin. Later, Rocky's van pulls up in Marie's derelict street.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like the food. If you heat that up, it's pretty good in the morning.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You're a nice kid. I hope this music ain't giving you a headache. I like this old stuff.
No, I like it. It's nice.
Good. Good. Yo, you think Steps wants a job, you know, make a few bucks on the weekend? It's good making your own jing. My kid stashed a few bucks doing that.
Why are you being so nice?
You know, I don't want you to think nothing's off, you know. My wife, she's gone, but she ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking that, believe me.
No?
No.
Then what was you thinking?
That you don't owe us nothing. What are you doing?
I'll be patient. Now, I don't owe you nothing, but why you gotta owe something to get, yo, ooh. Yikes, bingo.
He puts in a searingly bright new bulb and acts blind.
But why you gotta owe something to get something, you know? Really. You know, I think hanging out with your kid would be nice. What do you think?
I think that'd be nice.
Good. That's very nice. I'm glad you come by. Nice, sir. Nice watching you eat. Good company. Yo, little Marie, let there be light.
She laughs as he pulls away. In the daytime, Rocky and Steps arrive at a brick building.
You like dogs?
Dogs?
Dogs. This is like a dog pound. It's where they keep a large variety of dogs. I used to come here all the time for sightseeing, but, you know, you learn a lot talking to dogs. Really, you do.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, man, how about this one?
You don't look too friendly, my friend.
Oh, man, this is the one. Hey, well, how you doing?
Hey, what about this one here? Come here, boy.
Oh, him?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, hell no, that is one ugly dog, man.
I know, but it's kind of a cute ugly, you know? If you look at it closely, the color, it kind of looks like old furniture, like some kind of pirate chest thing going on here.
Yeah, sure, man. Hey, so how about a young one?
Yep, your Steps. Forget him. Come over here, man. I want you to see something. Now, you notice what this animal is doing here? Lying in that position?
He ain't doing nothing.
No, he's doing a lot. He ain't wasting no energy.
Because he's dead.
Rocky and the scruffy dog make eye contact.
No, he ain't dead. There's a lot of good mileage left on that animal. You know, some good food, the addition of a couple of new friends. Bingo, he's back. But what do you think's like a good name?
I mean, it's your dog. You name him.
Hey, no, it's like a community animal, 50-50.
Look, I don't know much about no dogs.
Well, you know, Steps, it ain't that complicated. You know, you pet them, you feed them, you know. Nature takes its course, you know, so, but don't you want to name an animal? I think every guy should at one time try to name an animal something.
I don't know. Flea bag.
It's catchy. Ain't original, but it's pretty good. And I think, though, you could come up with in your young brain something better to throw out than like flea bag.
Punchy. How's that?
Punchy?
Yeah, punchy.
Rocky smiles wryly.
I like it, you know?
For real?
Yeah, for real. You know, punch it is. I think punchy's easy to remember. It's not that hard to spell. And then once it's in your brain, you never forget it. Punchy, very good.
All right, man.
Good call. All right, punchy. You ready to be bailed out, my friend? Okay.
Hey, man, you know I was joking with you, right?
Yeah, I know. You're a very funny guy.
Steps gives a genuine grin. In the restaurant, Steps looks at a colourful, abstract painting hanging on the wall. His eyes scan the framed photos and magazine covers charting Rocky's career, which cover the walls. As he looks pensively at Rocky's WBA world champion belt, Paulie comes in wearing a hard hat. Paulie switches on the TV above the bar.
Rocky?
She gestures despairingly towards Paulie.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Forget ugly. Ah, yo, Paulie.
Hey, they're gonna be talking about that fake Looney Tune fight.
Hey, come on, we're about to serve today's special.
Italian food cooked up by a bunch of Mexicans ain't so special, Rocco.
Hey, yo.
Hey, I skipped work for this.
Grabbing a bottle of bourbon, Paulie spots Punchy in his basket.
What an ugly dog.
It's a cute dog.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah?
I'm gonna take off, all right? Hey, that stuff back there is pretty cool.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
I'm gonna catch you later.
Right.
Steps and Rocky touch fists in respect. Rocky smiles warmly as the youngster leaves.
Who's the criminal?
He's a nice kid.
He dresses like a bum.
Oh, coming from a human hamper, that's quite a compliment.
Hide this silverware.
That's nice.
Spider puts a tray of clean glasses on the bar.
Hey, Spider.
Spider eyeballs poorly.
Can you knock out that bum once?
Will you give it a rest?
Rocky goes back to his clients, and Paulie, whiskey in hand, switches the TV back on.
I'm gonna be late for work for this. Give me a break, huh?
All right, just for a few seconds.
In the late 60s, a simulated fight took place between two legends, Muhammad Ali and Rocky Marciano. Marciano, long retired, and Ali, unable to fight legitimately for 3 years for having refused induction into the armed forces, was in need of money and agreed to the so-called dream match, whose outcome would be decided by a computer. It's almost 35 years since Rocky Marciano won the much-disputed computer decision, and guess what? Not much has changed.
Last week, Rocky Balboa won.
See? That's the cartoon fight I'm telling you about.
Day champion, yeah. Jason Dixon. A stunning knockout. Ooh. And keep in mind, this is taking the human factor out of it.
Here whoa, says that was Rocky beautiful.
Rocky Balboa would be triumphant. KO 13, and here's some of the fallout.
You know, what started out as a simple form of entertainment has now become this rallying cry for people who think an old-school athlete like Balboa could actually be better. So your computer technology has to create what isn't. And that's just not responsible.
Get therapy, will you?
Skip, how do you think Balboa would have done against Dixon?
Badly. Personally, I think Balboa was completely overrated.
You know, he owns a little restaurant in South Philly.
What's his specialty? Pounded chicken?
Anyway, I would have paid to see the fight. Next topic, NASCAR and the controversy that won't go away. Let's go back to Sunday's race.
And try hey, to figure hey, out hey, cheer up. Free advertisement. Come on, meet house calls.
Rocky stares sadly at the TV. At night, Robert is walking down the street, head bowed, hands thrust in his coat pockets.
Yo, Robert.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing out so late?
You know, I tried calling, but nothing was picking up.
Something wrong?
No, I just wanted to come by and see you in person.
Hey, you want to come inside?
No, I just want to get your opinion on something.
Sure. Opinion on what?
Well, you know, they say you only go around once, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, I think I want to, like, do something.
Like what?
Fight. You know, nothing big, small stuff, like locally.
Don't you think you're too, you know, old?
Yeah, but you think you ought to stop trying things because you had a few too many birthdays? I do not.
People are going to think you're going crazy.
What's crazy about standing toe-to-toe saying I am, you know?
That's just ego talking. Look, what are you trying to prove to other people, Pop?
Prove? Listen, I stopped thinking the way other people are thinking a long time ago. You know, you got to think like you think.
I do.
Do you? Good.
You gotta face reality. Okay? It's a different world now.
Only the clothes is different.
I really don't know what you want from me.
I just wanted us to get involved, you know, like home team.
Whatever it is, whatever you're going through, it'll pass.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Time is, it's gonna catch up to all of us.
Especially if you're standing still, you know.
Hey, come on. Come on, call you in the morning.
Rocky and Paulie are at the meatpackers. Paulie's painting a picture.
Did you tell this to your kid, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
What, do you think you're nuts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he don't believe in you? Welcome to my world, buddy. Rocco, nobody's giving you no title shot.
I know that. I don't want one.
So this isn't a mental disturbance?
No.
You're mad because they took down your statue?
No. Not really, no.
If it's about money, just hang a sign around your neck saying, punch me. $5, you'll make big money. What? You haven't peaked yet?
Peaked?
Yeah, peaked.
I don't know. There's still some stuff in the basement.
What basement?
In here.
He points to his heart.
Tell me about the stuff.
What about it?
Tell me about the stuff inside. Is it angry?
Angry?
Are you mad because Adrian left you?
She didn't leave, Paul. She died.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
You know, sometimes it's hard to breathe. You know, I feel like this beast inside me.
It's okay, Rocco. Please, it's okay.
Is it? Okay. I just never knew it was supposed to be this hard. It wasn't supposed to be like this, Paul, you know? I said, you want to come by and help me train?
I got a job here.
I understand.
Remember you said if you stay one place long enough, you become that place? Rocco, this is all I got.
I understand, boy. I do. Well, if you get time, maybe come down and see me train. I appreciate it.
Of course, Rocco.
Bye, Polly.
Goodbye, Rocco. Take care, Rocco.
Rocky raises a hand and walks slowly away. A courtroom is in session.
This plenary session of the Pennsylvania Athletic Commission is convened in order to consider the application of Rocky Balboa for the issuance of a discretionary professional boxing license due to his ineligibility to be licensed as a matter of right. Mr. Balboa, you're welcome here. Since you're representing yourself, we invite you to make an opening statement if you'd like to.
No, I was just curious how I did. That's all.
All right, well, the Medical Advisory Board has informed us that the battery of tests to which you've been subjected, you've passed these tests with flying colors. And we congratulate you for that.
Thanks.
However, this commission, in good conscience, cannot recommend you for a license, and we therefore deny your application.
Didn't I do what you asked?
Yes, you did.
So I should get a license, right?
Not exactly.
So why'd you give me all them tests if you was never passing me?
We've got to stand by our decision here, and we have to deny your request for a license at this time.
Rocky slowly stands and heads for the exit, looking disgusted.
Yo, don't I got some rights?
What rights do you think you're referring to?
Rights, like in that official paper that they wrote down the street there?
That's the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Don't it say something about going after what makes you happy?
No, that's the pursuit of happiness. But what's your point?
My point is I'm pursuing something and nobody looks too happy about it.
But we're just looking out for your interests.
I appreciate that, but maybe you're looking out for your interests just a little bit more. I mean, you shouldn't be asking people to come down here and pay the freight on something they paid. It's still, like, good enough. I mean, you think that's right? I mean, maybe you're doing your job, but why you gotta stop me from doing mine? Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you gotta go through to get to where you wanna get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really wanna do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you wanna be and do what you wanna do. You know, the older I get, the more things I gotta leave behind. That's life. The only thing I'm asking you guys to leave on the table is what's right.
Giving a tight-lipped nod of thanks, he turns and walks from the court. In the busy steel and glass atrium of Robert's office building, some of his colleagues are waiting for him.
Yo! Have you seen the paper today?
Front row.
That is so great. All right.
You know what? Let's go get some food.
Come on.
Hey. The last two pay-per-views were in the toilet.
Nobody cares. You're not making heavyweight championship money.
There's a bunch of nobodies out there, Mace. This is the bottom line. But I want to talk to you about something I think is an interesting opportunity. We should run with it. All right, look at me. You heard Rocky Balboa applied for a license and got one, yeah?
Yeah, I heard he got a license. Forget about it.
Well, hear me out. Hear me out.
Hear what out? You want me to fight a guy that I can beat with both hands tied behind my back?
Everybody knows you could beat the guy sitting down, but that's not what it's about. It's about making money. We got to capitalize on that computer fight. This thing could do a million buys. That's 15, 20 million to you, Mace.
Forget about it.
Then what do you want to do? Because no one's beating the door down to watch you fight anymore.
Look, man, we got guaranteed fights.
We don't have guaranteed fights. You want to do this now in front of all your friends, we'll do it now.
Whatever.
We got nothing, Mace. All the fights you come up with, the pay-per-view fights, all got rejected. You know why? Am I wrong? They're all bums out there. Nobody cares about them. There's no marquee value. But this Balboa thing is interesting. Listen to me. It's a has-been, never-gonna-be world. And you want to call it nostalgia, whatever the hell you want, but people can relate to that stuff. This is a no-lose for everybody. It's all good.
Good for who?
For you, not for me, for you. Excuse me, maybe you don't understand. People don't like you no more. They don't follow you no more. They're not supporting you anymore. Don't you understand that? Wow. I don't look at me like I'm messing with your legacy. Every jock now thinks I got a legacy. A legacy is what you get instead of getting paid. That's a legacy.
Hey, man, don't talk to me like I'm stupid,
I'm not.
Right?
I'm not no more.
Mace, everybody knows you could kick this old man's ass. But you don't. You leave him with a little bit of dignity. So they say, Mason Dixon's got compassion. He's a decent guy. He's a nice guy. You got a whole new audience. We'll double your money on the next fight. You want a new image, Mace? That's how you get it.
What you mean, to replace the one that you two made?
Whoa, wait. We made your world green. You made the rest. All this is you. You made all this junk happen.
Hey, man, I've had it up to here with this mess, man. It's time for me to make some changes. I'm going back to Martin's gym.
All right, we'll talk about this crap.
I want Martin back. There's nothing to talk about.
Across town from Mason's modern training gym, Rocky arrives with Punchy at Marie's tiny terraced house surrounded by burnt-out buildings.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what a surprise.
Hey, I was just driving around the neighborhood. I thought, well, why not drive by and say hello?
You want to come inside?
No, I got it. The dog needs some exercise. You want to take a little walk or something?
Yeah, all right. It's nice outside. All right.
Nice and brisk.
When'd you get a dog?
We picked up Punchy a couple of days back.
Punchy?
Yeah.
You named your dog Punchy?
Well, actually, your kid come up with a name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's disrespectful.
Oh, no, it's fine, really. No, it's easy to remember and it's all that, and, you know. Listen, what do you think about coming over to the restaurant?
What for?
Well, you know, for, like, for work. The hostess is going to be having a kid. You do good.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you do good. You do so good.
I appreciate what you're doing for my kid, but I can't.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I think you like it a lot. It's a nice environment. It's very pleasant.
Can we drop it?
What's bothering you?
Nothing. It's all right. Listen, I got to get back.
No, it ain't all right.
Oh, come on.
What?
What, I'm supposed to be the first person people see when they walk in?
Yeah, you just give out menus. You say, hello, how are you? You sit people down. Look, little Marie, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
You could find 10 better people, 100 better people for this job.
Give it a try, like 2 weeks.
I don't want to try.
Yo, who put this stuff in your head?
Nobody.
Well, just don't get in there by itself.
Thanks for coming by.
Yo, when was the last time you went dancing? Has it been a while?
Why are you asking me that?
Well, I'm asking because you danced around all these problems. You might as well come and dance with me. Now, I ain't that good, but, you know, I'm probably better than the average bear. And where that came from, I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. But the way you're thinking, the way you're talking, it's a little crazy, too. Come on, you deserve better. Really. Come on over. I need you to class my place up. Philly needs you. And if you say, screw you, creepo, again, I totally understand. But I'm warning you right now, I'm going to put myself, like, geographically in the middle of the street here and stand here, me and Punchy, and wave to the first bus, say, come on over here and mash me. Because little Marie turned down the job at the restaurant. She thinks she's better than us.
Oh, yeah? Well, there hasn't been a bus down here in 20 years.
Yeah?
No.
Whew. That was a close call. Listen, seriously. Come on, be nice.
All right.
She smiles and walks away. Rocky grins and gives a satisfied nod. At the meatpacking plant, carcasses hang on hooks. Pauly in hard hat and white coat is at his desk.
Pauly.
Sorry, Pauly. Two people in white coats approach Pauly and hand him a piece of paper. One of them shrugs as they leave. Pauly stares after them. He looks at the piece of paper in his hand, walks away from his desk looking stunned, and drops the paper on the floor. Paulie enters Adrian's wearing a fishing hat, carrying a painting and a huge side of meat. Marie's at the hostess station.
How are you? Get my unusual up there.
Excuse me. Deliveries are in the back.
I'm not a delivery guy.
Well, do you have a reservation?
Do I look like a freaking Indian?
Hey, Rocky.
Rocky wearily approaches the whiskey-soaked Paulie.
I think we got a little bit of a problem with this guy.
Problem? No, he's just a relative.
Oh, okay.
Paulie slumped over his meat.
Yo, Paulie. What happened to your eye?
I hit it.
Why?
Needed to.
What happened?
I'm celebrating, Rock.
Why?
I retired.
Retired? Yeah. So when they start giving retiring people meat instead of watches, Paulie?
I don't need a watch. I got a watch! Can you give me a watch?
Paulie.
I don't need a goddamn watch.
Yo, Paulie.
I got a watch! I got two watches!
Yo, Paulie.
Paulie walks through the astonished diners and out of the back door into a narrow alleyway. Rocky hurries after him.
Yo, Paulie.
Rock. It takes guts climbing back in that ring knowing you're gonna take a beating. You're gonna do all right, Rocco.
How do you know that?
The stuff in the basement.
Paulie wanders off, clutching his painting. Rocky smiles warmly and raises his hand in an affectionate wave.
Thanks, boy.
I'm sitting
here on the
menu.
Okay.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Good.
This is great.
Listen, there's some guys over there want to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay?
You got it.
Rocky approaches the two men's table.
Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
No problem. Our pleasure.
So you want to hear some stories?
What kind of stories?
Well, a lot of people like to hear these old fight stories, you know.
Maybe later.
Okay.
I'm Lou DiBella. This is LC Luco. He's Mason Dixon's manager. Like to sit down and join us?
Sure.
Please. You know, we have the promotional contract for Mason Dixon, who's a big fan, by the way.
Really?
And when he heard you were interested in fighting again, he thought, why not try to work something out? Like a special event. Like a first-class exhibition fight.
Why me?
He respects the hell out of you. All right? And let's be honest. That computer fight got people curious. This could be very interesting.
Yeah, but I ain't interested in getting, like, mangled and embarrassed. Or...
No, that's not gonna happen. Never happen. No.
Truthfully, I was thinking more on a, like, minuscule, small level. You know, small fights. Not big fights. Small fights. Things that... local. You know what I mean? Not
a bad idea, but don't think of it as big. Think of it, like I said, like an exhibition. Think of it as a glorified sparring session. Mm. And here's something I think you'll like. We're going to donate a portion of the gate to charity.
Well, that's always nice.
Yeah. It's good to give.
Yeah. Where is it taking place?
Las Vegas.
Nice and warm. This cold's got to be killing you.
It's stiff.
You move better when you're warmer, you know that.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you'll have new stories to tell.
I really got to think about this.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
I understand.
No problem.
I'm going to go over there. You guys can order something.
What do you recommend?
It's all edible.
Okay. Thanks. Well, yeah. Imagine if Dixon met this bastard in his prime. Kill him.
You're kidding.
Kill him.
Man, I'm confused.
Rocky goes to talk to Marie. Later, the white van pulls up at Marie's place.
I didn't think this was going to come along.
But this is what you wanted, right?
You know, I talk and sometimes I think what I'm saying is true, and then, you know, I look at myself, I'm not even sure what is true anymore, because it's like I pushed this crazy idea about fighting. I mean, what's it all about? Do I really care about standing toe-to-toe and all that stuff? Or like my kid says, is it just like ego? Or am I like this old pug who's just trying to replace old pain with new pain? I don't know. I don't know.
Look, I know I usually don't say a lot. You know, I'm always listening and looking. But, you know, who you are, you know, the part of you that's so full of life. I mean, we all have that feeling, that fire. We usually never get a chance to use it, and then it just goes away. But you can. You've got this opportunity, so do it. Why not? I mean, this is who you are. You know, this is who you'll always be. And you don't move aside from nobody until you're ready to move. And it doesn't matter how this looks to other people. All that matters is how it looks to you. Rocky. Rocky, look at me. How it looks to you. And if this is something that you want to do, and if this is something that you gotta do, then you do it. Fighters fight. You're not gonna punch me, are you? All right, listen, I gotta go before I wear out my welcome. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Rocky watches as she gets out of the van, the smile returning to his craggy features.
Fighters fight, right?
A great crowd of journalists and camera crews fill the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
It's rare when you get to promote an event that's bigger than boxing. This is Skill versus Will, with part of the proceeds going to charity. The brainchild of Mason Dixon to honor past heavyweight champions, warriors like Rocky Balboa. Let's open it up for questions.
A few great fighters have fought in their 50s, often with disastrous results. Why risk the danger and embarrassment? The smart money says you have virtually no chance.
Puncher always has a chance. This fight will be competitive.
Why are you doing this, Rocky?
I'd rather do something I love badly than
to feel bad by not doing something you love.
Rocky, the press has labeled you a Balboasaurus. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Mason, let's say the following happens. You win, let's say you beat an old guy. You lose, say a thumb in the eye, you be the joke of the decade.
You all know that'll never happen. This is only an exhibition. Don't go trying to make more out of this than that computer try. Okay?
Is this sport in enough trouble without these circus events?
Next question.
This looks like a cheap bit of ring theater between, no offense, a has-been and a man whose own credible legacy and popularity is in doubt. What's the upside?
Doubt? Upside? I mean, what do you mean upside? I mean, what do I have to do? You know, I'm 33 and over, 30 knockouts. And I'm doing you people a favor. I'm having this exhibition for you all. And you're gonna get up here and make a mockery out of me? I'm the champ. I mean, I get pissed, this guy get hurt. See you at the fight.
Rocky looks unimpressed.
You guys are a joke, he's gonna get crushed.
In a pub, Robert watches the TV and eavesdrops on the bar talk. Later, he arrives at Adrian's. Paulie's on the phone, puffing on a big cigar.
Look who's here.
Anton. Is this from the
father? From the back.
It's unbelievable. You're full. You're doing good. Yeah. You're enjoying everything, all right? Excuse me. How you doing? Glad you come by.
Can I talk with you?
Sure.
You do it outside? So you're going through with this?
Yeah, I start training tomorrow.
Hey, Rock. I made some connections. I could make some money on this endorsements.
Absolutely, do that.
Thank you, Rock.
Sure.
Okay.
So you nervous about the fight?
They're scared to death.
You don't look scared?
Well, you ain't supposed to.
Then you don't have to do it.
Yeah, well, I think I do.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is gonna be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Oh, well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself. And this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only gonna end up bad for you, and it's gonna end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
Facing each other in the street, Rocky thoughtfully holds up one of his huge hands.
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching you. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Rocky struggles to contain his emotion.
I'm always gonna love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son, you're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
He brushes past a stunned-looking Robert and trudges back towards the restaurant. They exchange a long look. Then Rocky goes inside. Robert gathers himself for a moment, then crosses the road and walks away. Rocky's sitting at Adrian's grave. There's a Christmas bouquet with red roses on the headstone. As Rocky sits and contemplates, Robert arrives with fresh flowers.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah.
You get off early for work?
No. I left. I quit.
Quit why?
I wasn't very... I don't know, I didn't fit in there.
I understand. So what are you gonna do?
Right now? Right now I'd rather be with you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a fight.
Father and son embrace. Rocky holds his son tightly, eyes closed.
You know all there is to know about fighting, so there's no sense us going down that same old road again. To beat this guy, you need speed. You don't have it. And your knees can't take the pounding, so hard running is out. And you got arthritis in your neck, and you've got calcium deposits on most of your joints, so sparring is out.
I had that problem.
So what we'll be calling on is good old-fashioned blunt force trauma, horsepower, heavy-duty cast iron, pile-driving punches that will have to hurt so much they'll rattle his ancestors. Every time you hit him with a shot, it's got to feel like he tried kissing the express train. Yeah,
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Rocky's training starts in earnest. He's out jogging, doing pull-ups in the gym and bench-pressing weights. Mason, his hands bound, shadow boxes. Rocky has trouble lifting a weight and goes jogging with Punchy. Mason spars, raining quick-fire blows onto his partner's pads. Rocky struggles and needs help to lift a heavy barbell. Breathes hard on his run with Punchy and lifts lengths of heavy chain. Mason demonstrates his prowess with the speedball. Rocky succeeds in bench pressing a heavily loaded barbell and does one-armed press-ups on a basketball. Mason does some more shadow boxing and Rocky jogs out in the snow. Rocky succeeds in lifting a massive one-armed weight as Paulie struggles with a tiny dumbbell. Rocky pounds tires with a sledgehammer, lifts a barrel over his head, and downs a glass of raw eggs. His face a mask of agony. He succeeds in lifting the barbell he failed at before. Urged on by his corner man Duke, Paulie and Robert, Rocky shadow boxes with heavy dumbbells, runs in a snowstorm, and works out on a punch bag. He punches carcasses in the meatpacking factory and batters the punch bag in the backyard, his face reflecting pain and determination. He heaves the barrel over his head, then hurls it to the floor. Rocky does chin-ups easily on the bar in his yard, painfully but successfully lifts the heavy barbell, and little Punchy struggles to keep up on their run. Lifting the heavy barbell right above his head, Rocky delightedly high-fives his entire team. Duke grins at him, and they point at each other in salute. In the snow, Rocky jogs to the top of the steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where his statue used to stand. Yeah! Holding Punchy in his arms, he raises a triumphant fist.
Rocky Balboa, 217! The undisputed heavyweight champion, Mason Dixon, 221!
A huge crowd is gathered for the weigh-in in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, champ. Thanks a lot.
As Rocky modestly leaves the stage, the two promoters smile smugly.
And how much money is in this?
A lot of it.
Imagine trying to clean this place. Now, seriously.
My boy.
You guys, I'll catch up with you all later, okay? Robert, why don't you hang with me? How you doing, champ?
I'm good. Yo, man, there's no reason for neither one of us to get hurt in this fight. I'll do my best to carry you. Make sure you save face. There'd be no embarrassment. But I promise you, if you try to press me, you hit me, you hurt me, you hit me low, cheap shot me, I'll get you out of it.
You know, a lot of people come to Vegas to lose. I did.
It's already over.
Ain't nothing over till it's over.
What's that from, the 80s?
It's probably in the 70s.
Robert grins. Mason shakes his head.
Just remember what I said.
Hey, yo, champ. Yo, ain't you a little scared?
I don't get scared.
You know, I think you try a little harder when you're scared. This is what has worked for me.
Scared, I ain't
scared. Oh, yeah, you ain't scared of me. You want to see what you got? Come on. Hey, don't hit me, I'm brittle.
Father and son play fight in the huge Mandalay Bay Arena, and the brilliant sea of multicolored Las Vegas lights illuminates the night. A bolt of lightning streaks the sky as Rocky sits alone in his dark hotel room. He answers the door.
No, I was just thinking, did you want to come in?
No, it's okay. I just wanted to, I don't know, come by and wish you good luck for tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yeah, I brought you something. I hope you don't mind. I took it from the restaurant. Thanks.
Adrian.
Yeah. Thought she would keep you safe, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, she always brought me luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I wanted to say thanks for everything you've done for me and my kid. You know, it's... You've been great, and, it's, you know, tomorrow. You're gonna prove that the last thing to age on somebody is their heart.
I'll try.
You go show them.
Thank you.
She kisses him on the lips and leaves. He stands for a moment in the doorway holding Adrian's picture, then goes back into the room and closes the door.
The heavyweight championship has been one of sport's most coveted titles for 120 years. Two-time heavyweight champion Rocky Balboa, the Philadelphia Slugger, renowned for his cast-iron jaw, ferocious body attack, and will of steel, all of which have carried the much smaller fighter to numerous victories over the years against physically superior opponents. And Mason Dixon, the current heavyweight title holder, with all the speed, determination, and confidence any fighter could want. But many still question whether he has the heart of a true champion, never having been pushed to go the distance. Tonight, we find out. We're at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the much-anticipated showdown between Mason the Line Dixon and Rocky, the Italian Stallion, Balboa. Hello again, I'm Jim Lampley with Larry Merchant and Max Kellerman live from the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, where we anticipate one of the most outrageous and compelling events in boxing history. The current unappreciated heavyweight champion, Mason the Line Dixon, putting his reputation on the line against legendary XXX champion Rocky Balboa. Even though most see this as more of a glorified sparring session, the energy in the room is electric. Larry, why is this billed as an exhibition?
Wild guess. So they wouldn't have to call it an execution.
Zechariah 4:6 says, "It is not by strength, not by might, but by his spirit we have already claimed the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ." Good luck, Rocky.
Thanks, Pedro. Appreciate it.
Rocky steps out of his changing room wearing his gold-trimmed black dressing gown. His team in the same colours follow him out. Poorly, as always, with a cigar wedged in the corner of his mouth.
Nobody's expecting much, I think, from the way past his prime former champ, Rocky Balboa.
Rock, I gotta talk to you. Look, I know you got a lot of stuff you gotta get out of your system, huh? Tonight you do it, right? Get rid of the damn beast. Let it be done once and for all. Please, I love you.
There go the lights. The buzz is building toward a roaring crescendo.
Lights and fireworks create a spectacle which leaves the vast crowd open-mouthed. The finale is a brilliant flare which bathes the entire arena in red light. Waiting to come on, Rocky looks puzzled as his intro music starts.
Where'd that come from?
I chose it. I love Sinatra.
He's very good, Sinatra.
Let's go.
Very good.
And here comes Rocky Balboa, a veteran of the wars, here for one more last hurrah. Or the last supper, perhaps, with him as the main course. What's that music? You can't be serious.
High hopes? Talk about wishful thinking.
Well, maybe no hopes is more realistic. Anyway, the crowd likes it. Look at the Italian Stallion. Cool and relaxed. Rocky's an off-the-board underdog, and they don't care at all. This is about his pride and dignity and his punch, guys. The last thing to go is a guy's punch. Rocky always has that puncher's chance.
The crowd is on its feet. Rocky raises a fist in salute.
Balboa is still, as you can hear, the people's champion.
Prediction, guys, for at least two rounds, Dixon's gonna have his hands full.
Two whole rounds? We have a cockeyed optimist in the house.
How you doing?
The crowd wants to see something real, or at least...
Rocky Balboa just asked me how I'm doing. Now, I grew up watching this guy. I never thought I'd be calling one of his fights. This is unbelievable. I'm a fan. I can't help it.
Now, here comes Mason Dixon.
Yeah, we play. Step your ass up. What you wanna
Looking completely relaxed in a white and blue silk training suit surrounded by his large champion's entourage, Mason heads for the ring. Steps nods his head appreciatively to the intro music.
Joe Cortez. And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner, wearing black with gold, official weight, 217 pounds. His professional record, 57 victories, including 54 knockouts with 23 defeats and one draw. He is the fighting pride of Philadelphia, the two-time heavyweight champion of the world, the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa!
In the Lucky Seven Tavern, the big bully isn't cheering.
Hope he gets his head buzzed.
Shut up.
Rocky catches Marie's eye in the crowd.
Across the ring, fighting out of the red corner, wearing white with blue, official weight 221 pounds. He has a perfect professional record consisting of 33 bouts, 33 victories, including 30 knockouts, originally from Tampa, Florida, but now fighting out of Las Vegas, Nevada, the reigning, undisputed, undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Mason the Lion Dixon!
Rocky sportingly claps his gloves together for the champ.
All right, gentlemen. All right, Mason. Rocky, we went to the rules in the dressing room. I expect a good, clean fight. Watch your kidney punches, rabbit punches. Those low blows, be careful with those, all right? Give me good sportsmanlike conduct. Remember, gentlemen, I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch them up.
Enjoy the ride.
Champ is not in the best shape we've seen him in. Maybe he just plans to phone this one in and go home early. That wouldn't be a surprise.
Bloody kid, glad you can make it.
One thing about Rocky we know for sure. This guy's showing up in shape.
The old man's crazy.
Yeah, well, he's got to be crazy. He's in here.
Okay.
You just take it easy. This is an exhibition, all right?
All right, all right.
Do it to him.
You got 3 rounds to set a pace. Now, every time you hit him, you got to make a dent.
Got it.
The moments before a Rocky Balboa fight, I can't believe it's here. Round one begins. If old George Foreman shocked the world with one punch, why can't old Rocky Balboa?
And as much excitement as there is in the arena, there's a sense of foreboding as well.
Mason's jabbing, catching Rocky with every punch he throws.
And now Mason the Lion Dixon goes to work with his jab as though he's fighting against the number one challenger in the heavyweight division.
See, this is to be expected early on. You knew the champ was going to control the distance with his jab, his height, his range.
Balboa, looking to get in a shot, misses wildly.
Like that?
It looks like a speed bag against a punching bag.
Now Rocky's understandably frustrated. He came out of retirement to get into a fight. Guys named Rocky don't like to be toyed with. One punch could still turn it around.
Apparently he forgot his arthritis meds this morning.
Rocky misses. There's a meat-seeking missile on the point of the chin by the champ. Four pinpoint jabs by Dixon.
There's a hard right hand and a left and a right by Balboa. He drives Dixon into the ropes with a series of shots. And the crowd goes for certain. Dixon punishing Balboa for the temerity of landing those shots.
Rocky, reeling under the punishment, swings wildly.
It's toe-to-toe in the corner. Balboa and Dixon letting it all go.
They trade blows ferociously. Mason has to be physically pulled away at the bell.
Combinations to the head of the champion. A wake-up call for Dixon.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Sit
down. Man's got bricks in his gut.
What happened to the angry stuff in the basement?
It's still there. It's still there.
Yeah, well, he came to battle, okay?
Yeah, let me out.
Listen to me. If there's any bone in your body he can break, he's going to do
this
it.
Bone
all right, give the man a little respect.
What about my respect?
Rocky Box numbers tell the grisly story here. Balboa landed 9 of 13 punches in that round. Dixon landed an incredible 59 out of 69.
Why'd you listen to me?
Rocky's been here a million times before, coming out to start another round after he took a beating
Remember
in the previous
what I said,
one.
Okay?
I warned him. I warned him.
Well, he's tired. His legs are going fast or already gone.
And what's truly extraordinary is that Rocky can still take it.
The Boxing Commission, which remember was criticized for licensing him, would be massacred if something happened to Rocky.
And a monstrous straight left hand. Down goes Rocky, and that could conceivably be the end of the fight. That could be the exhibition right there, but no. Balboa up. As referee Joe Cortez asks if he wants to continue, and Rocky says yes.
Even Rocky Balboa could be too brave for his own good.
Dixon comes right back to try to finish it. Balboa almost went down.
Rocky actually shoves Dixon back.
As Dixon lands these brutal shots.
Cover up! Cover up!
Open shots at close range, right and left hands, and down goes Balboa, perhaps for the last time in his fighting career.
That should do it.
4, 5, 6, 7,
get up, get up!
8, 9. How you feel, man? You okay?
Now Rocky, furious at himself. Convinces Cortez he wants to keep fighting.
Dixon's pointing at the ref to end it. Rocky waving his arms and saying he's fine. He wants
Let it
to go on.
Let it go.
And Balboa comes back with a left and a right and pulls Dixon into the ropes for the second round in a row. And back comes Dixon with brutal left-hand shots. Dixon hurt his hand there.
Go after him!
This is Rocky's best chance right here. The champ obviously just hurt his hand on Rocky's hip.
And Balboa immediately going to work to the body.
Huge right hook.
Balboa ripping away at Dixon's body. These are quick punches.
The power of Rocky's attack sends Mason crashing to the canvas.
Knocked the reigning heavyweight champion down.
You heard him, Rocky!
Mason, the line Dixon, has never taken this kind of punishment in his entire professional career.
Maybe he's clearing his head, guys, but the body shots really caved in his ribs.
Balboa is thinking knockout himself.
Another counterhook by Balboa, followed by two more.
Dixon fires back his own hooks. Now Rocky's done. It's an all-out roar along the ropes as round two comes to a close amid a giant tumult in the ring.
Incredible!
Yeah, right. Welcome to Rocky Land.
Going back to their corners, Mason looks furious.
How's the hand?
My hand's broke.
Remove it, your ass! Your ass!
It'll numb up on you, all right? It'll numb up in 3 rounds.
Once that hand numbs up, Dixon's gonna be able to throw it hard. Until then, here's Rocky's chance.
Take it, no reverse!
It's pain, champ.
Hey, stay on it. Everybody thought this was a joke, including me. Now nobody's laughing. Stay on. You go get him. Go out strong.
In slow motion, black and white, the fighters circle each other, waiting to strike. Mason jabs first.
Keep him off you.
Rocky pounds Mason's body.
That's it. That's it.
Rocky has Mason in a corner again as the round ends. A board reads, round 4.
You won that round. Break him down.
Rocky's nose is bloody, but he leaps up at the bell.
Bomb him! Bomb him!
Rocky lands a huge left-hander, sending spit flying from Mason's mouth.
Yeah!
Round 5 is shown.
Just keep going them bombs!
In black and white again, the fighters go eyeball to eyeball. Mason unleashing a flurry of jabs followed by a thunderous right which nearly floors Rocky. Marie can scarcely watch for worry.
Come on!
Mason's shot sends Rocky staggering across the ring.
You can do this!
Rocky!
Pauly fades to a blur as the image of Adrian's grave drifts into Rocky's mind. Round six is shown. As Rocky administers more punishment to Mason's body, he visualizes punching the carcasses in the meatpackers. He hurls his opponent into a corner and unleashes a furious barrage of punches. In round seven, Mason comes back, knocking Rocky around the ring. Lights flash as the punches hit home, and Rocky tumbles to the canvas again. Rocky's face is cut. Steps and Robert stare awestruck as Rocky goes back for round eight. Mason lands a sequence of explosive shots. Lights flash in Rocky's head, and the image of Mickey, his old trainer, drifts into his mind. In his corner, Rocky, eye-dripping blood, remembers Adrian worrying about him. Mason, with a bloody lip, stares across at him.
Go to him! Run over him!
Round nine is called, and Rocky goes back on the attack, but now they're slugging it out, trading headshots. Both fighters are putting every last ounce of energy into their punches. Rocky, exhausted, holds on to Mason. Marie gets to her feet.
They're leaving nothing on the table, guys.
The fans are still standing. They may not be able to sit down for a week.
You're doing great.
I'm doing better than I thought about. You're good.
She's okay?
I've had worse.
He's been much worse.
Toe to toe, one round to go. Who would have believed this was possible?
Can you see out of that eye?
Wait, let me talk. Look at me. Don't take any more chances out there than you have to. There's nothing more to prove, Pa. There's nothing more to prove.
I gotta go out the way I gotta go.
You can do it, Rocco. You can do
one
it.
One more round, we go home.
Okay, then do it.
There's an old saying that every great champion has one great fight left in him. And Rocky is proving it so far.
Come on, let's go, guys. Touch him up.
Rocco, the last round of your life.
Come on, guys.
The last round.
Come on, touch him up. Let's go. Touch him up.
You went crazy, old man.
You'll get there.
Let's go.
10th round of a scheduled 10. Who would ever have dreamed that Rocky Balboa would still be in this, quote, exhibition against the heavyweight champion of the world?
You can do it. Come on.
This fight is as though Dixon got on-the-job training and courage.
Cover up. Cover up.
They're both in a pain-free zone. These guys are fighting in another dimension right now.
Unbelief. Balboa just walking straight into Dixon's punches. Target practice for Dixon.
They're exchanging right hooks. Balboa's drilled. Here comes Dixon. He's exhausted from just punching the man.
Watch his bum out, Mace!
Blood and phlegm spurt from Rocky's mouth as Mason lands a devastating right. Rocky drops to one knee and his vision blurs. Robert can't hide his disappointment, and Marie's eyes widen with worry.
What is it you said to the kid? It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. And keep moving forward. How much you can take. And keep moving forward. Get up.
Let's go! Get up!
Slowly, agonizingly, Rocky wills himself to his feet and eyeballs Mason with grim intent. Mason's eyes widen, but then, with the crowd on its feet, he's back on the attack, swinging with his fearsome right and landing a powerhouse uppercut.
Another monster body shot. Rocky's ancestors must have felt that one.
Stop holding those hands!
What? Less than 2 minutes to go. Crowd is astonished that Balboa got up.
Come on!
To punish him some more and retaliate with fury.
Drop him down!
Come on, Rocky, come on!
Rocky punches Mason around the ring.
Think about it now!
They're trading shots again.
Balboa trying to hit anything and anywhere.
They trade blows in the middle of the ring. Then, with a final effort, Rocky lands one of his trademark lefts.
Yes!
Rocky falls into Mason, and they prop each other up. Rocky's grinning through the blood and the pain.
You're a great champion. You got heart. Thanks for the opportunity. Good man.
The fighters hug in mutual respect.
That was unbelievable. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Robert hugs his father.
You did it, baby.
Hey, Polly. That beast is gone now. The beast is out.
One of the most overused words in sports, guys, is incredible. I hate to say it. This is incredible.
Rocky hugs Marie.
Let's go!
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go to the scorecards, a round of applause for these two heavyweight warriors. We have a split decision.
Mason protests. He can't believe it.
Adelaide Bird scores it 95-94. Dixon. Chuck Ciampa has it 95-94. Balboa. And Bill Graham scores it 95-94 for the winner by split decision. And still undefeated, the heavyweight champion of the world, Mason the Lion Dixon.
Mason raises his arms in triumph. Rocky and his team have already left the ring, wreathed in smiles, embracing each other. Paulie and Robert guide Rocky back to the ecstatic crowd, raising his arms. Smiling, right fist in the air, Rocky salutes his public. Touching hands with some of the crowd, Rocky makes his way out of the arena. The image freezes of him clasping a fan's hand. Rocky places fresh roses on Adrian's grave.
You know, I could have done nothing without you. Yo, Adrian, we did it.
He kisses the headstone.
We did it.
Smiling sadly, he walks away through the cemetery, turning to give a brief shrug and a wave. As the credits roll, members of the public are shown running up the steps to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, copying Rocky and raising their fists in triumph. Starring Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa, Burt Young as Paulie, Antonio Tarver as Mason the Lion Dixon, Geraldine Hughes as Marie, Milo Ventimiglia as Robert Jr., Tony Burton as Duke, A.J. Benzer as Elsie Luco, James Francis Kelly III as Steps, Talia Shire as Adrian, Ludi Bella as himself, Henry G. Sanders as Martin, Pedro Lovell as Spider Rico, Anna Jemima as Rachel, Angela Boyd as Angie, Louis Gensanti as Barthug, Maureen Schilling as Lucky's Bartender, Lamard Tate as Excel. We'll be right back. based on the characters created by Sylvester Stallone. Old footage shows Rocky in his grey jogging suit, arms raised in triumph, at the top of the famous Philadelphia steps. And Rocky, standing in street-lit half-light, looking down from the top of the steps. Copyright 2006 Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures Incorporated, Columbia Pictures Industries Incorporated, and Revolution Studios Distribution Company LLC. All rights reserved. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures Incorporated, Columbia Pictures Industries Incorporated, and Revolution Studios Distribution Company LLC are the authors of this film, brackets motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to, or identification with, the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in criminal prosecution. The MGM Roaring Lion logo appears, distributed by MGM Distribution Company.